Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I just got to give you a heads up really quick. We were in Livonia, Michigan last night, and it was a great turnout. We're out live right now, broadcasting live from Michigan. We were in Livonia, Michigan last night. Great turnout. Great group of people. The fact of the matter is, folks, we're on the road right now. We've been on the road for 23 years, as a matter of fact. And that's not an exaggeration in any sense of the word. But I do want to give you a heads up because we get emails, we get requests for the information all day long. If you want to know our schedule, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to Bradley's schedule, okay? I don't need the emails. I don't need all the phone calls. Folks, I get 200 to 300 emails every day talking about what needs to be talked about, so on and so forth. You get the point. So if you want to check out as to where we're going to be in the up and coming days, weeks, and months, go ahead and go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And go to Bradley's schedule. Just to give you a heads up really quick, yesterday we were in Livonia. You know what? I think it's pronounced Livonia. If I'm right, great. If I'm not, okay, I stand corrected. But that's where we were yesterday. Tonight, Friday, October 15th at 7 p.m. Get there a little early, folks. 7 p.m., Metro City Church. That is 17760 4th Street. That's in Riverview, Michigan. Riverview, Michigan. Again, tonight at 7 p.m., Metro City Church, 17760 4th Street. So do check it out, folks. We're going to be here for another date on Saturday. Then we got another date coming up. And it's interesting, just since we've been here, and again, I'm not giving myself accolade, friends, but just to show you how people are thirsty for the gospel of Jesus Christ, because what is in fact happening is the judgments of God are driving men to the preachers. And the preachers are hopefully preaching the whole gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the purpose of judgment. If you're not going to listen to his chastisements, you're going to listen to his judgments. If you're not going to listen to that, he says he's going to bring the judgment seven times harder. In other words, you're done for. But right now, we're still offering mercy to the church and to the lost. So here we are. That's what we're doing. Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, Luke 22:48. The list goes on. That is the reason the church is on this planet. We are here to bring the answers, not to introduce the problems in any sense of the word. So we are in Michigan again live right now, and we just want to let you know that we're going to be in your backyard. And, again, I hope we have as many people tonight as we had yesterday, and I hope we have as many people tomorrow as we did tonight. So we'll talk about tonight, tomorrow, and then we'll talk about, well, Saturday on Monday. You kind of see how this works, but we'll be here over the next couple of days. But what I was just going to say to you, friends, it's interesting that on the way from South Dakota, which is a 30-hour drive to get to Michigan as to where we're at right now, it's interesting that on the way out, we got another request for next week to be here. And then when we were driving to Michigan, we were given another invitation to come up to the peninsula in Michigan, which I guess is 4 hours away from where we're at right now. By the way, we're right outside of Detroit, Detroit, Michigan. We're actually, I guess, in Detroit now that I think about it. And we are in a suburb of Detroit. And it's interesting. But you know what I find? People all over the country are saying the same thing. People ask me all the time. As a matter of fact, just this morning, I had an individual ask me, Bradley, what's the underlying tone of the American people? Well, I can tell you what the underlying tone of the American people is right now. As a matter of fact, what I'd like to show you is Matt Agarus. He just posted this, and it was something that we posted several months ago, but this is all brand new information. And if you're on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and you'll see this. If not, you're listening to us in one of the 154 cities concerning our affiliates across the country, or you're listening to us concerning the 53 countries without. I will narrate, okay? So what we have, friends, is I'm scrolling this right now, and what we have now in Paris, France, protests in France have been going on for 13 consecutive weeks against the government vaccine pass. And it's interesting because if you just roll back, and listeners to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, you already know this, but if you're a new listener, I'm going to tell you. They're standing up against tyranny all over the country. Okay, in America, that's the underlying tone, but they're also doing this all across the world. And I've been sharing this information with you for a long time. The world's awake. America's just beginning to awake. But what I'm showing you on social media platforms, friends, is the voice of the people that the mainstream media means to silence. So this is Paris, France. By the way, the police there are even beginning to leave the police force in such numbers, friends, that the tyrants aren't going to be able to do what it is that they desire to do. Hey, folks, like I say all the time, concerning the war that they're creating here, they're inciting these wars on a global basis concerning these vaccine mandates, which are unlawful. There is no reference to law on a global basis. There's no government on this planet that can mandate a vaccination, an experimental jab, just so you know. So the people are, in fact, standing up against tyranny. Okay, so I just showed you that of Paris, France. This is in New York. Oh, and by the way, in Paris, France, friends, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are rising up against the tyrants in that respective country. In other words, it's getting very dangerous for their said representatives. It's despotic, it's tyrannical, and they're operating as game changers. They continuously make the rules as they continuously go forward. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it's tyrannical in every sense of the word. I'm showing a picture right now of New York City, no vaccine passport mandate protest. People are walking out all across the country. I don't know that that's the answer, but that's what people are doing. Folks, hundreds of thousands of people are rising up. Now I'm showing a large protest against the vaccine passport in Italy. This, again, is the voice of the people that the mainstream media and big tech companies mean to silence, friends. Now, does it look like the people are in the majority or in the minority? What they're understanding is the minority, along with the mainstream media, are trying to control their lives, and they're not going to have it. Friends, hundreds of thousands of people are rising up. Let me go back to America, who's just beginning to understand that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden and Donald Trump lied to them. What's happening? There's protests going on all over in the city. And this is just going to be the spark, friends, that lights the fuse before it blows up. Tyrants across the globe are playing a very dangerous game. Now I'm going over again to California, and we're beginning to see more and more of this, even in California, friends, where people are rising up, and they're saying, we will not comply. Well, this is exactly what America is made out of.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're up on the left side of the page. If you want to call in again, as I said, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, I got to tell you, again, we're seeing more censorship going on with the social media platforms, namely Facebook. And we're going to keep this alive as long as we can. But, folks, we are documenting all of this censorship. We're getting people all day long telling us we're not getting our alerts. We're not getting our bells to go off to let us know that the show is going live. Well, I want to tell you something right now. If you're on social media platforms, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go up to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live and join us and subscribe to Rumble even now. If you're a new listener or a new watcher on social media platforms, do understand that over the last 5 months now, we've had to rebuild our page because YouTube unlawfully violated our First Amendment rights. And we're just kind of taking screenshots and we're gathering all this information. And what we're nicely doing is grabbing all this information and handing it over to our trusted attorney because we're just waiting for that door to open, friends, because when the door opens, we are, in fact, we've already given a letter of notice to Facebook. That's why we're still on that platform. But we are going to go after YouTube as well. And again, friends, this is not a ministry to go ahead and do your homework on us. We're not a ministry that's threatening. I do want to say to big tech companies, we're promising. So just give it a little time. We're giving you enough rope to hang yourself because that's exactly what you're doing. And again, I want to say that you are accomplices to the crimes as to what you're doing on the behalf or on the behalf of those that are conspiring against the American people, Jeremiah 11:9. concerning their crimes against humanity. And we will be made, it will be made known that you are a part of that conspiracy, because I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that you are, in fact, a part of that conspiracy. And everyone else that's a part of this circle that is censoring us illegally, you can rest assured we will, at the end of the day, lawfully deal with them. And it's not going to be in a sense of lawfully dealing with them so they don't just run away and say, oh, we're sorry about that. No, we're gonna criminally prosecute each and every one of them, friends. We're not a ministry that tells other people what they're supposed to do, and we don't practice what we preach. Nope, the Lord rebukes that in Matthew 23, verse 3, and we're going to be a part of the answer. And we've been a part of the answer for 23 years, and we're going to continuously be a part of that answer. So, speaking of which, if you don't mind, I just got this in the mail. This is a little side note, but I'm speaking about big tech, and AT&T comes to my aid right now, and I want you to see this here on social media platforms. Again, if not, I will narrate. But I got this letter from, this little card from AT&T. I want you to listen to this. I want you to pay attention to how these people, these criminals, are assuming authority that has never been given unto them. Again, keep in mind, they are operating through administrative law. That is unconstitutional in America. That is unconstitutional. Cody, here, think again, my friend. Think again as to what you're posting right now. Just wanted to let you know. Know who you're endorsing, because the one that you're endorsing right now on social media platforms is not good. But let me go back to this little card that I got from AT&T. Okay? This is what it says. It says, hi, Bradley. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and turn this light on really quick. It says, hi, Bradley. We have updated your contract terms. Did I update those contract terms? Nope. They are assuming, they are aggrandizing power unto themselves to go ahead and update information concerning our contract that we never lawfully gave them. It says effective. It didn't ask me, didn't give me my option, but it says effective December 1st, 2021, your AT&T connected car services will be governed by the AT&T communication service agreement. Again, they didn't ask us a question, including updates to our existing agreement that we resolve any disputes, listen carefully, by individual arbitration and not by jury trial or class action. Do you understand what's going on here, folks? These big corporations are assuming authority that the people never, ever gave them. So in other words, what they're doing is they are transgressing the U.S. Constitution. AT&T is telling me what the deal is, as they are violating my freedom of choice. They are violating and censoring free will. Folks, they can write whatever they want to write in these little small bottom lines. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't mean just because they wrote it, it's lawful. No, it will be tried in court. Do you understand that this is happening all across the boards in America? Do you understand that they're operating again through administrative law? Let me explain again what administrative law is for the new listener. Yes, it's not tedious for me to reiterate the point. Administrative law is authority that was given to them. Let me say it this way. It's a pretended authority. It's a pretended authority. And they're going to do whatever you let them get away with until you stop it. What am I saying? We the people, once again, we have been given rights unto us by God. And what does the Declaration of Independence say? It tells us that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Not from them. They work for us. We do not work for them. So with these said representatives who have sold us out, like Judas sold out Jesus in Luke 22:48 for 30 pieces of silver, friends, what they've done is they've gone and made deals with corporations, and they put it under the guise of law. It may have the color of law, it may look like law, it may maybe even smell like law, but guess what, friends? It is not law. And that is administrative law, and that's what's going on, and it's not law, it's policy. And folks, anybody that understands just a little bit of law, if policy follows law, law does not follow policy. So here again, we have corporations that, because our said representatives of special interest groups, because that's what they have become, have sold us out, have given them a pretended authority that they call administrative law, again, which in fact is not law. Americans, it's as simple as you reading this right here to understand what I'm telling you. They've never been given delegated authority to act in such a fashion. So now why is AT&T assuming? Well, I can hear some goofball out there right now, an uneducated one, say, well, Bradley, you know what? The fact of the matter is, it's their platform. They can do whatever they want on their platform. Yeah, they can, as long as they don't, as long as they don't violate my freedom of speech. Yeah, you can. But what are they doing? They're telling me what the deal is. And I want to ask all of you that are just going along with this narrative that they can do whatever they want to do concerning the fact that it's their platform. Is it okay that Facebook censors free speech and then advocate a narrative that is subversive to American government? Well, you say no. Well, that's what they're doing. It's the same thing that Google's doing. It's the same thing the mainstream media's been doing for a long time in this country. And I want to tell you something. They don't have a right to break the law because liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They're not upholding the law. They're tearing down the law, trying to create a global narrative. Do you understand? Because that is what they're doing. Is it going to be okay for all those that advocate that, well, they can do what they want to do? It's their platform. And I've heard CEOs tell me this. And, of course, I have to put the question to them. Is it okay that the electric company shuts off your electricity because they don't like what you say? Is it okay that your bankers now say that you can't buy guns and that you can't buy ammo on their credit? Guess what, friends? It's already happening. And you better know that that's what in fact is going to roll into play if the American people don't get out there and deal with corruption. That's just the facts of the matter. Is it going to be okay, friends, when, for example, the phone company doesn't like what you have to say anymore and all of a sudden they shut it down? Well, all those that are advocating that it's their platform, do they have the right to do that? Absolutely not. Well, then why don't you think it through before you stick both feet in your mouth? And I say that to the self-righteous, not to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Folks, pay attention to what's going on because the noose is being tightened on the American people. But here's the good news. Their cruelties are, in fact, swelling our ranks. And I want to say back to the American people, the world's awake. And why is it that in America, people are still asking the question as if it's your favorite politician? I'm here to tell you, no, he didn't. Folks, live from Michigan, we'll be right back on the other side.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA panel is giving the thumbs up for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 booster shot, the panel unanimously deciding to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. Reports say committee members recommend the vaccine be considered a 2-dose vaccine similar to Moderna and Pfizer. This comes after studies show the single-dose vaccine is less effective compared to the other two. A British lawmaker is dead after being stabbed while meeting with constituents. The attack east of London killed Conservative Member of Parliament Sir David Amiss, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson is mourning the death.
The reason I think people are so shocked and saddened is, above all, he was one of the kindest, nicest people in politics.
Police arrested a male suspect. USA Radio News. The manhunt for Brian Laundrie resumed in Florida on Friday. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office saying they were called in by the FBI and are using their canine cadaver dogs at the Carlton Reserve. Crews have been through the area several times in the past month. Laundrie has not been charged in the death of Gabby Petito, but is deemed a person of interest. This after he returned from their cross-country road trip alone in September. A TV star is home after a scare at a coffee shop.
Howie Mandel says he's home and doing better after collapsing at a local Starbucks. The 65-year-old TV personality gave an update after being hospitalized. He said on Twitter that he had low blood sugar. Mandel is currently a judge on the NBC reality competition series America's Got Talent, which just completed its 16th season. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from that of, well, right outside of Detroit. That's what I know. And we were in Livonia last night, a great turnout. And we are going to be at Riverside, which will be tonight at 7 o'clock. And I'm actually going over there right now to give you that download really quick. And because, again, it's important that you do know, because people are asking all the time, where are you going to be? Well, here we're going to be at Metro City Church, 7 p.m., Metro City Church, 17760 4th Street, Riverview, Michigan, 17760 4th Street, Riverview, Michigan. Again, we broadcast it. There you have it. Folks, did you all see this? Really quick, let's get to some of the nitty-gritty here, okay, because this is the information that the mainstream media is giving you. Listen to what the mainstream media is giving you, friends. Well, we see right in front of us, Fauci gives the green light on trick-or-treating this Halloween. Was anybody asking this little repeat henchman for Bill Gates, this little repeat criminal who's made billions of dollars concerning the crimes of Big Pharma? Was anybody asking Anthony Fauci if it was okay for their kids to go trick-or-treating? I mean, not that I do that. Oh, we all know what Halloween's about, right? Just for the record, a little side note, a branch off of this topic. Isn't it interesting that the Druids, back in the day, it is Halloween is a satanic holiday, no question about it. And it's interesting that Fauci comes up to play and tells, oh, yeah, let your kids go out, as if to suggest anybody was asking them, right? But it's important that you understand that they have, again, aggrandized power unto themselves through assuming that somebody cares about what they say. Nope, it needs to be rejected, and it needs to be protested. Folks, Protestant has meaning, protestant. That's the church's job. Put that up against Ephesians 5:11. Halloween, friends, is a satanic holiday. Folks, what the Druids used to do is they used to go knock on people's doors concerning the property they wanted from the people that they approached. So they would go knock on the door and they'd say, trick or treat. And the person would say to them, what is it that you want? And they would pick out what they wanted. And if they didn't get what they wanted, then they would curse that house. See, trick or treat. But again, isn't it interesting that Anthony Fauci tells us all, as if anybody cares, that's important because I really don't, but I want to show you how they're trying to get people to submit to their tyrannical narrative, okay? And the reason they're doing this is because they've been encouraged by the ignorant in the United States of America, no doubt. Okay, so it went from Fauci gives the green light on trick-or-treating this Halloween. You all remember just recently he said concerning that of Christmas. Remember he said, where are we at here? Okay, I'm sorry. I lost that. I had two Faucis. And then, okay, there we'll go. We'll go to that one. And then on Christmas, Fauci tells the American people it's too soon to tell whether Americans should avoid gathering. Why is this always the narrative going through the mainstream media? A dictatorial narrative coming from the corrupt? See, folks, what I'm doing today on the show here is I'm again exposing the corruption of the corrupt, those that drive the narrative. Let me go to the next one here. Did you see this? This is an individual that is a pilot speaking out to tell people what's really going on. And I want you to, in fact, hear this from him. And in the process of doing so, let's just go ahead and give it to you right now directly from his mouth, because we're going to just go take this line upon line, precept upon precept. Check yourself.
Now facing an ultimatum, not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedom, while ours are being stripped away.
That's right.
I think being forced to wear a mask or give vaccination is insignificant. But when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we had. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we can be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stand. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us. Visit US Freedom
Flyers. Okay, so there you have it, folks. Once again, we have the bold and the brave actually doing their job and doing what? Well, they're exposing the tyranny. Now, what I want to cover really quick, friends, is I just got done telling you as to what Fauci said. Fauci is trying to dictate your lives, folks. Is anybody paying attention to the noose that's being tightened around every facet of your life right now? And isn't it interesting? It's because that the people took heed to an Anthony Fauci. I can't even make this up. It's embarrassing. It's shameful, to say the least. And this, again, is a part of judgment. But here's the deal. Anthony Fauci presumes that we care about what he has to say concerning our gatherings during Christmas. Then he turns around on a satanic holiday, and then he again assumes that people have a care as to what he has to say. And telling you and your kids, no, go out, go trick-or-treating, enjoy Halloween. Hey, folks, this airline pilot just got done saying to us that it could happen here in America. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you it's been happening here in America for a long, long time. And I got to tell you, after reading the book of Amos 1 through 9 2 days ago, I've been reading commentaries by Spurgeon over the last couple days. Hey, folks, the judgments of God are a mercy to the people whose eyes are now open and their ears are now open, because the preacher comes into play to now preach the gospel to those people. What's going on in this country right now is the voice of God through judgment and chastisement, individually and then corporately, to turn your attention to what he has to say. And what is the message that he has to say and has always said? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want to now go over to another portion of what the mainstream media means to withhold. And I want to go to a former NBA player, and I want you to hear what he has to say. There's no video. It's just audio. And again, I'll do my best to go ahead and narrate concerning those that are listening to us in 154 cities across the country. Okay? So let's go ahead and do this. And again, I want you to hear from him out of his own mouth as to what he has to say concerning what is in fact happening and what is the cause of where he is at now. You ready for this? I hope so. I really hope so. Maybe I should be the one that's ready for this, right? But maybe what I need to do now is kind of break this thing down and just redo this. I don't, again, folks, I'm on the road, so do forgive me concerning what's going on here. But that was my bad. Forgive me. Okay, so this is the former NBA player, and I want you to listen carefully as to the cause of his issue.
Wait, recovered from it.
He's gotten sick and never recovered from it.
You know, I was just super tired in the games. Like, when we played Philly back-to-back, bro, I was so tired. Like, I felt like I couldn't run up and down the court. And then my back was hurting. Then we went home, I think. That's when I started, like, my back really started hurting bad. Like, and then I'm like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. And that's when I found out I had blood clots. Like, that all happened in a span of a month. I was fine up until then. Up until I took the vaccine, I was fine. So people trying to tell you, like, no, it's not the vaccine. No, it's not. How do you know?
Okay, so, again, folks, this is what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. You all heard that, right? Former NBA player says blood clots developed after 1 month after getting the experimental jab. Guess what else you need to know, Americans? The mainstream media is concealing what I'm playing for you even now. Okay? He said that the vaccination that he took 30 months prior to this interview, folks, he was totally healthy. Then he goes on to say that, listen, people can say all day long it's not the vaccination, but I was totally fine up until the time that I took it. And again, I want you to pay attention to the headline for those on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, and or Before It's News on the left side of their page, on the top left. Notice what he said. Bradley didn't say it. The league tries to bury it. Why are they trying to bury it? Folks, does anybody understand how backwards things have become in this country? Read Isaiah 5:20 during the break. And after the break, we're going to come back, and I'm going to highlight another video, friends, of an individual who is pretty high up in the Pfizer world. And when she was asked a couple questions,
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks. One more time, we are going to be in Riverview, Michigan tonight. We're broadcasting live outside of, I guess we're in a suburb of Detroit right now. Last night we were in Livonia, and we are going to be at Riverview tonight at the city church here. So do come out. We had a great turnout last night, and I'm hoping for another great turnout tonight and one on Saturday. And then we are going to roll over the weekend in Michigan, and then we will do one more event. Just so you know, we've already gotten two more invitations. I trust after these 3 days are up, we're going to probably have 6 to 9 more. And I'm not kidding you, folks. We've spent so much time out here. I think we've done literally 35 events in Michigan just over the last 2 years. So that's the invitation that we are getting and the response of the people. And we're grateful for it. But again, folks, we're broadcasting into 154 cities. So if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do that. And if you'd like to do so, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As a matter of fact, it looks like we may be going into California. Got a phone call last night in November or December. We'll see what happens, but it would be kind of cool to go into a warmer climate. So all over the country, if you want to book, now is the time to do it. Believe me, because we are being called up, and it's a good thing that we're being called up. And we're, again, thankful for the opportunity, and we are obeying the mandate, March 16, 15. So with that said, if you want to call in, folks, this is the final segment. I know that I'm dumping a lot of information on you, and I got more to dump on you. But if there's something like you'd like to contend with concerning maybe some of the things that we're talking about, on this radio show, we're right. And you can say to yourself, that's arrogance. No, it isn't. It's confidence, because we're not giving you our opinion. We're holding to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. That's why when we open the lines, friends, we don't have 30, 40, 50 people calling in right away. It's because we're bringing about the answers of resolve. when you listen to the modern day conservatives or professed Christian talk radio today or even television. That's why they got so many people calling in, is because they want to weigh in with their opinion. Well, guess what? Everybody's got their opinion. But I'm here to tell you, opinions don't bring about resolve. The Word of God and the Constitution do if we're willing to be the law that God has ordained us to be concerning the Constitution. Just wanted to make sure you understood what was going on. But I love hearing from you, especially new callers. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Do you want to see something else that the mainstream media is trying to withhold from you right now, friends? It's going to jack you up. That means in youth talk, it's going to make you angry, and rightfully so. But again, I want to know why the mainstream media is not giving you the information that I'm about to give you again. James O'Keefe comes to my aid, Project Veritas, and what did they do? Well, they confronted a woman that is, again, in fact, here, I'll go to the top. Pfizer's senior director breaks into full sprint after journalist confronts her about fetal cells and the said COVID vaccination. Okay? Why are they running from the cameras? Because they know that if they talk and they're found out, they're probably going to be snuffed out, and that's not too far-fetched, friends. So let me go ahead and play this video of the senior director of the worldwide research, Vanessa Gelman, when she runs from Veritas' questions. You ready for this? Honestly, friends, I hope that you are, because these are the people that are setting the narrative. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of the light. Why? Because the light exposes the darkness. Ephesians 5:11, doesn't it? And what are we called to do as Christians, 86% of us? Patriots, conservatives, all stemming from the Christ, John 14:6. We're to reprove darkness. So here you go. I'll go ahead and play this. It's about a minute long. And again, listen carefully as to what's going on here.
Hey, Vanessa. Vanessa Gelman. I'm a reporter with Project Veritas. Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is senior director of worldwide research. From Vanessa Gelman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell line floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefits that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there.
Why did you send emails telling Pfizer employees not to report that you guys were using fetal cell lining, Miss? What else are you hiding from the public? Miss, what else are you hiding from the public? The public needs to know.
Well,
there you have it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Boy, I'll tell you what, I've been interviewed 100 times, and I've never one time done that. Matter of fact, if I was ever approached, I would basically invite it. But again, what we'd have to do, just so you know how this works on the public person level, we'd have to film everything that we did in that interview to make sure that what they reported in the papers was according to what we actually said. What is she so afraid of? Folks, they have convinced the American people that these in the medical industry are the heroes. When you have a government, again, that sanctions the murder of over $62 million and puts their hands on your shoulder and then uses the mainstream media to promulgate, to broadcast the message that you're a hero when, in fact, you're committing the act of genocide, I'm here to tell you right now, America, that's where you're at. Because she's the one responsible for pushing Pfizer's poisons upon the American people. She was the one that was just busted, being exposed, Luke 12:2, for concealing information that she did not want the American people to have concerning what was in those said vaccinations. Wow, Americans. I said this last week, and I'll say it again. What is it going to take for the American people to understand that this is tyranny? And here, this is what I want to insert or assert into this conversation. How many times do they need to be blown concerning the information in an expose concerning their crimes against you before you actually deal with them? I can't answer that. I can only lay that at your feet. When, Americans, are you going to deal with the corrupt? How many times have the whistleblowers come out from these criminal organizations, Big Pharma, Western Medicine, to tell you that what is going on is corrupt and that this is a genocide? They said it. I didn't say it. I'm just giving it to you as they said it, directly from their mouth. Justice guards our liberty, and without you being the law, we're losing our liberty. I actually got Debbie calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Debbie?
Hi. Yes, my name's Debbie. I live in Attica, Michigan. I just wanted to call and let you know I'm kind of a new listener. I started listening a few months ago, and you've just really opened my eyes to a lot of things. I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you this, but I was a Trumpster, and I have really had my eyes open to the whole Democratic-Republican thing, and I'm just very thankful for that. I pray every day that God will continue to open my eyes and not let me be deceived by that kind of stuff anymore. I'm also a nurse. I work in a nursing home, and I've worked in a nursing home for about 10 years. So I've been very interested in hearing all of the information that I get, you know, from you guys and other people about what's going on with the COVID and everything. And it's just been a really rough ride, to say the least. I have been being threatened to be fired for months now. We work in terrible conditions of we're always short. I have 25 patients at a time that I'm taking care of. I go to work every day. I wear my PPE. I would never get the shot in a million years, and they know that. So they're really pushing it, just threatening a lot. The reason I haven't gotten fired is because we are so short. I mean, they can't even beg people. They're offering people all kinds of money, and as soon as we hire a nurse, they last a week and they're gone.
You're just confirming everything I've said on the show. I have friends that are nurses. I have friends that are doctors. I have friends that are vendors. They're all saying the same things as to what you're bringing to the table right now, Debbie. And by the way, going all the way back to the beginning, hey, that's why we need each other. We don't know everything. So there's absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm thankful that you're listening. I'm thankful for the opportunity to preach into your life in the sense of giving you the word of God and letting the Lord do what he does through the Holy Ghost. That's what we're called to do. So in saying all of that, I got about 15 seconds left, and I'm going to give you the last 15 seconds of the show, Debbie. So what is it that you would say to everybody listening?
I just want everybody to stay strong and, like you said, stay together. We really need to. We're seeking out people that are like-minded, me and my husband, and surrounding ourselves with them. We found a better church to go to that preaches how he should be preaching. And
Amen. I got to go, guys. So I'm back again, friends, and we'll talk to you in 23 hours.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.